Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Today, Alhamdulillah, is the 21st of Rabi'ul Akhir 1442, and we present to you our report back of last week's activities, and today's title is our trip to Durban. Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala taught us in the Noble Quran, Wa amma bi ni'mati Rabbika fahadith. As for the bounties, favors of Allah, then proclaim it, it's only His bounties, we are non-entities. Hada min fadli Rabbi, the grace and mercy of Allah upon us. And Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, Man lam yashkurin nas, lam yashkurillah. The person who was not grateful to humanity, in reality, is not thankful to Almighty Allah Jalla wala. The hadith is authentic in Tirmidhi Sharif. So Alhamdulillah, Monday, Tuesday, all the programs went well. Wednesday, Alhamdulillah, we left for the airport. One of my students, MashaAllah, Brother Khalil, his driver came and he took us to the airport, so we were very comfortable there. They gave us excellent seats, number one, right in front. And we were on a mango flight and we landed there at around 5:30 in the evening. And there Hafiz Muhammad Bassa came and picked us up. We settled down in our place there in the North Coast. Wonderful, spectacular view of the Indian Ocean. So, mashallah. And then from there, we had to rush. We read our Asr Salat already here in Johannesburg Airport. So, Hafiz Bassa and myself, then we just made it in time, alhamdulillah, there at Masjidus Salam in Phoenix, in Sanford, mashallah. This is called the Sanford area or Masjid. But I found out, they told me it's Masjidus Salam. There are two ulama very active, mashallah, Maulana Huzaifa Noor, Maulana Abdul Samad, he's an old alim, mashallah. So from Jalalabad, and Maulana Huzaifa Noor, mashallah, studied there in Talimuddin, Spingo Beach. So Almighty Allah reward them, Abdul Qadir Qaji, and many other ulama were there as well. And the topic was, because I had four programs, so I said, let me divide it into four parts. The four khulafa, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu majma'in, and the four imams, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, and four awliyaullah. So alhamdulillah, there was a good crowd there, and we finished up, we started the program about 7:05 or so, and 8:05 we finished up, and Qari Naeem, mashallah, read wonderful Qirat, and rendered a wonderful Nazam Na'at Sharif, or the praising the Master, alayhi salatu salam. So we spoke of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu anhu, and Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, and we spoke of Sayyidina Hassan Basri, rahimahullah. Sayyidina Hassan Basri is one of min kibari tabi'in, one of those successors. He met 70 Badri Sahaba. Can you imagine? So they were great, great people. Remember, when you go to Iraq and you visit all these places, so Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala then, you know, revives, enhances our iman. And thereafter, mashallah, Mona Huzaifa took us home, and I was amazed. I saw so many mini buses and so forth. I asked them, what's all elders. They said, no, they can't, and bring all the students who are commuting up and down to school and madrasa. They have a Muslim school there as well. So, mashallah, so the whole area. So I asked Maulana Abdul Samad, because he is the senior, how many masajid musalla you have? He said that over 20, but 17 they are running, mashallah. So Allah Ta'ala reward them. Wonderful, wonderful contribution, service to the Deen of Islam. Allah grant us, grant them ikhlas, sincerity, istiqamah, steadfastness, and qabuliyat. That's the main thing. We beg Allah, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiul alim. Then Thursday, mashallah, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I was in the Muslanga Masjid, the main masjid there, and Brother Zakir, mashallah, Zakir Muhammad, he came to pick me up on Thursday and Friday, and Dr. Junaid Arbi on Saturday. So, mashallah, that we go, Salat is 4:25 Jamaat day, so we started the program at around 5 to 4, 4 o'clock, and whilst going and so forth, you know, answering the questions and so. So that also was interesting. MashaAllah, we met Haji Harun there, and MashaAllah, Brother Salim Khan and many other people, our Brother Laki and all of them, they from Newcastle. So like that, many people we know now there with Allah's help, Allah Ta'ala reward them. Thereafter, now that was Thursday, so Thursday we had some time, so we said this is the day we have to make some masi-masi. Masi-masi means we have to go a little bit visiting. So we had three places to go. I have 10 brother-in-laws, mashallah, and my wife, she came last also, mashallah, first 10 brothers, and then she was born. 5 passed away, remember, Allah grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus. My father-in-law, mother-in-law passed away, Allah grant them also. And all the marhumin who passed away with Iman and Islam. So the eldest one, 91 years old, subhanallah, that is now Gregorian calendar. You take Islamically, 93, 94 years old. So we went to, my wife went to visit him, you know, he's been ill and so forth. Allah give him shifa. So mashallah, so that was one job done. Then we went to go visit Hafiz Limalia, Ibrahim Limalia, my ustad. So Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia was in Heidelberg from 68 to 1990, 23 years approximately. So Allah Jalla Wala reward our Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, going out of his way, you know, and he taught us how, you know, to read Quran and so forth. So I was a student who started by him in 68. I couldn't even read Quran properly. So he used to take his time to teach me, you know. Amma yatasa'alun. I had my Amma para. Till now I still got it. And everywhere is to make red marks. Yeah, you must pull. Yeah, you must pull. And so forth and so on. Then Allah's fazl, always is Allah's fazl. I was the first student to finish the hifz there, mashallah, in Heidelberg by Hafiz Limalia. And then 55 years he's teaching. So wonderful interaction there, mashallah, moved into a new place. Allah Ta'ala keep Hafizab, Appa, all of them happy. Makan or Makin, dono ko barakat de Allah Jalla Wala. Then we read Zohar Salat together as well. And then I told Hafizab, now I have to leave. My sister and I'm waiting in Spingo Beach, so I have to go there for lunch and so forth. So mashallah, we had a bit of a late lunch, and then I told them, now I'm exhausted, I need to sleep. Afternoon sleep I have to, because every day is some program and so forth. So mashallah, that afternoon sleep is good, it rejuvenates you for the night, and for the next morning also, if you make intention for tahajjud, and you will find in the hadith also, it is mentioned that make these type of intentions. So that's why it's so good to sleep. Even if you just sleep half an hour, 1 hour, it's sufficient. 15 minutes also, but we can't sleep 15 minutes. We need minimum half an hour, 1 hour. We're getting old now. So anyway, so that was the Thursday. And then mashallah, my brother-in-law Ayub Karib, then he took us and I followed him from after Asr Salat. Asr, I would go read day in Madrasa Ta'limuddin. And I see so many students were waiting to make salam with me and so forth. So alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala put muhabbat in their heart also. So Allah Ta'ala accept us all. Then we reach there to Chatsworth Unit 2, Masjid Iqbaliya, where our graduate, Maulana Mubarak Khan, he's a Mubarak blessed person, mashallah. I forget, you know, now when this student graduated. He graduated in Darul Newcastle in 1999. Subhanallah, 21 years he's serving that community, and with a smile. The people love him, mashallah, and he's blessed with two sons and two daughters. Allah make them the coolness of his eyes, and his wife, the mother, mashallah. Allah Jalla Wala bless him, his entire family. So we had a wonderful program there. Maulana A.R. Khan was the MC, and mashallah, he gave the history, geography, and biology of my life history, I think. So everything, I think, he got it from the website or wherever. And then Qari Naeem read the Qirat and so forth. Then we spoke of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, and Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, and Hazrat Malik bin Dinar rahimahullah. Read more about this awliyaullah. The more you read, then in the zikri salihin tanzilu rahmah. More and more mercy comes down and descends when we mention the pious people. Our hearts start melting, our hearts start getting connecting to Allah. The love for all Almighty Allah increases. And the greatest pious people were the Sahaba. Remember that the beloved companions and students of the Master Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were the greatest, and then come the Awliyaullah after them. So don't confuse issues. So Malik bin Dinar, he was in a boat, in a ship. And you know, they asked him, where's your fare? And he said, I don't have. And they assaulted him. Then another group of sailors came, and they asked him after some time, right in the ocean, that where's the money, where's the fare? They said, I don't have. And they said, now we must throw him aboard. So throw him into the ocean. So when they were about to pick him up, the boat got surrounded by the fish, and every one of them had a dinar in their mouth, the fishes. Hence, they all apologized, and then they realized, Malik bin Dinar. That's why he's called Dinar. When we make effort for Deen and give Deen preference, Allah will bring Dinar. Allah will bring the world at our feet. And if we give the worldly things preference and trample on the Deen, violate the Deen, Dinar, then only the Nar will await us, and that is the fire. So look at the beauty, the glory, the style of the Arabic language. Dinar, gold coins, and Nar, Jahannam and hellfire. So therefore, always give Deen preference. Don't worry about people and so forth. So mashallah, there was Haji Hafiz Kaki and many other people, mashallah, and they prepared so much for us. There were two youngsters, I don't know how many years ago, they were involved in a very tragic accident, and I went to visit them, and we all cried and made dua to Allah, their parents and brothers, mashallah, Usman, and so I met them also. They married, they got children. Allah bless them also, mashallah. They live in that part of the world. So I met the father also. Allah reward them all. Thereafter, mashallah, and my wife was there by Maulana Mubarak Khan's residence, so that was good. So after that, then we went back to the North Coast. So this was Thursday night, Friday back there in the Muslanga Masjid, and mashallah, that we spoke about the sunnahs of Friday and many other actions. And that was the Friday, then I had to go to a doctor. Because, you know, when I went to Newcastle, then I go to my optician and optometrist, Dr. Faisal Muhammad. He is for 30, 40 years my doctor. Allah reward him. Goes out of his way, you know. So he told me, you know what, you're getting old and so forth. You must go to what, the ophthalmologist. We can't even pronounce this word properly. So I said, fine. But he said, please, you must do it before you see me. So this week we got programs again in Northern Natal. So they in Dundee, and in Freyhead and Ladysmith and so forth. So I will go to Newcastle. So I said, before I go there, so Dr. Qasim Mullah, Allah reward him, mashallah. So I went there, he checked our eyes up, everything fine and so forth and so on. So everything was good. Allah Jalla Wala reward him as well. So from there I had to rush back to our place at North Coast and then get ready, and then exactly at Adhan time, where the Adhan goes in Makkah. So I was there and Sheikh Saud Shuraim delivered the khutbah, and his topic was about wealth and mal. Wealth is very good, provided we acquire it in a halal manner, we spend it in a halal manner, and remember it does not bring that pride and arrogance in us, and we don't cause corruption with it, bribery, corruption, buying of the judge, buying of the magistrate, buying of the police, buying of the ulama, and all that that happens nowadays normally. So we must remember, so it was a very good topic as well. And as soon as he finished the khutbah, we translated it and made dua. And that is the Dawmarka Sahaba. Our Mohana Khalid Yaqub is there, Dawood Monli is there, our brother Yusuf Mehter is there. So mashallah, then Hafiz Wadi was there as well. We met Afisab. He is the coordinator of these programs in Durban. Allah reward Hafiz Hussein Wadi, mashallah. From there, then I had to rush to it. I went with Hafiz Muhammad Basa to the Avondale Musalla. And as soon as we reached there, the Adhan went on. So I know what I did, and I think many people were wondering. So before the lecture, because Adhan is straight after the Adhan, so while the Adhan was going on, I read my two rakat Tahiyatul Masjid. Remember this, when you enter the Masjid, then read two rakat Tahiyatul Masjid, and Allah Jalla will make everything easy for you. So the Adhan just started, and I read my two rakats, and as soon as the Adhan finished, I just made salam. So it worked out properly, mashallah. And then we gave the talk on Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala and the Imam Malik rahimahullah, and we spoke of Hazrat Ma'ruf Karhi rahimahullah. When I was there in Iraq, so I visited all these awliyaullah's mazarat, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, Pirani Pir rahimahullah, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, Sayyidul Taifa, Hazrat Ma'ruf Karhi. And that graveyard also is very ajeeb. That's strange, that when you go to the graveyard, there's a highway above the graveyard. So remember that you can't forget all these things. One, two things of Hazrat Ma'ruf Karhi. One is, he was born in a Christian home, and his teacher told him that say three gods. He said one god, and they punished him and they tortured him. He ran away. And his parents, after all, his parents, after years and years, they found him. So they asked him, which religion you're following this day? He said Islam. So they accepted Islam also, alhamdulillah. So that is the barakah of sincerity and making sacrifice for the sake and the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah. Then he informed the people, see, when I die, tell the Christians to come and pick my body up. They tried their level best, they couldn't pick it up. He told that, meaning made wasiya, he told the people, tell the Jews to come and pick it up. They also couldn't pick it up. Then he told, they wrote there, tell the Muslims, the Muslims picked it up. So that was the sign. Islam is the only true religion. See karamat ba'd al-maut. Allah Jalla wa Ala honors his special awliya'ur Rahman, awliya'ullah. In Urdu we have a wonderful terminology. Ye hazratu khasane khudahe. They are the special servants and slaves of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. And that was the Jummah, mashallah, Qari Naeem, he's blind, and he read the khutbah and the salat and so forth. All were live, mashallah, the programs on Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, Sirius FM. Allah Jalla wa Ala reward all the parties, all the directors. And then was lunch by our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas place. Allah Jalla wa Ala reward him, reward his family. I met his parents, and we met them as well, and we met, you must remember, other ulama and people there. So Allah Jalla wa Ala grant all of them shifa. Allah Jalla wa Ala grant them more capital in this world and in the year after as well. And thereafter, I went there from lunch. Then we went to meet our brothers Haji Ahmed Day and Haji Aslam Day. Ibrahim Day, the son, was there in Impangani. So mashallah, we have muhabbat and friendship with them from our Newcastle days. There was our brother Yusuf Dokrat. He passed away, you know, in 2000. 2002, tragic accident. He and his son on a Friday. He passed away on a Friday. His son passed away on a Friday. His father passes away on a Friday. So whenever I go Newcastle, I must go to his grave, Qasim Sema's grave, Rahimahullah. When I resigned from Darul-Uloom, then he told me that what you going to do? I said, I don't know. So he told me, come see me in my office. I didn't even know where his office was, but anyway, I landed up there and he took that world, you know, that globe you have. So he said, look here, where you want to go? So I told him, Yusuf, don't joke here. He said, I'm telling you. So I said, America we go, Canada we go. So he said, fine. Then I landed up in London also, but he didn't come back because it was just an extra ticket they gave us. We didn't have to pay for it. I said, very good, let me go London also. And then he stayed there in Germany. And then he said, okay, we include Yemen also. He wanted to visit Yemen. I said, very good, from Yemen we go for Umrah. So this was in 2000, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So that's the first time we visited. I visited America and so forth. And then again, after about 3-4 months, then my wife and myself, we had 10-year visa for America, 3-year visa for Canada. So we landed up in those countries again, mashallah. So we can't forget all these people. His mother, Bin Dokrat, Allah grant her, Sabre Jameel, Allah grant them all siha and afia. So much they do for us. Allah Jalla Wala reward them all, grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. So he introduced me to the Day brothers. And mashallah, from that time, you know, we have so much muhabbat with them. Allah Ta'ala reward them fi dunya wal akhirah. And then Friday night was our last program there in the Sufi Masjid in Glennon Road. And mashallah, in all these other masjids, we had a Q&A also in the Phoenix Mosque there, Masjidul Salam. In Chatsworth also, we had Q&A. So yeah, the people said two short programs. So I said, fine. I asked Hafiz Uwais Sufi that what time is Isha? He said, Adhan is 8:30. So I started about 7:15, 7:20 and spoke right up to 8:30. So it was about 72, 75 minutes plus minus. We spoke about Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, and of Hazrat Pirani Peer, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah. And I see the people were so elated and delighted, the messages I received and so forth. And Allah Ta'ala accepted, so it was more than 70 minutes and a lot of information which people did not know. So it Allah Ta'ala accepted. And Saturday, Dr. Junaid Arbi picked me up, and then we went there to the, you know, Masjid in Umslanga, had our final program. And then in the morning, that we had to rush to the airport again, and then we arrived here Zohar time, and then we read Zohar Salat here on Saturday at the airport. And then, mashallah, Mona Zamir, who's also our student and graduate, well, he graduated here in Darul-Uloom Springs, but he studied at Darul-Uloom Newcastle also. He lost his father, Ibrahim, in the beginning of 2000. So anyway, then I resigned in 2000, then he left also. He came here to Springs. His son is a Hafiz now, mashallah, Hafiz Ibrahim. So when we reached there, that Moana Qais was there also. Moana Qais Salih, he graduated here at Darul-Uloom Zakaria. So his son, Hafiz Muhammad Salih, he also graduated yesterday. Wonderful Jalsa. So nevertheless, that we were there Saturday, and then we came back here. I was exhausted, I remember. And I said, I better sleep before Asr. And mashallah, I rested. And then Sunday was another hectic day. In the morning I was busy with all the emails and WhatsApp messages and istiftah and queries and questions. I finished that up, freshened up, and then breakfast, and then left for Benoni. So we were there about 10:15 or so forth, and thereafter meet the family and everybody. And then the Jalsa started just few minutes after 11. Maulana Mubin was the MC, Lakefield Masjid, beautiful masjid, mashallah. And a good crowd also we had. Mohd Amir told me at night when he phoned, he said 500 people were there for the meals. So, you know, and not one seat was left empty, mashallah. So obviously that we don't know exactly how many people are in a masjid, you must remember. But with a good crowd, Allah Ta'ala accepted. Thereafter, one youngster, he had Hafiz Abdurrahman or something, Abdurrahim, his jalsa is this week. And then Qari Abdullah from Darul-Uloom Springs read, mashallah. Then Hafiz Farzin read. And then was my talk on this. So I spoke about, you must remember, how people in different times, ages, they made a khidmat of Quran and served the Quran. So, and then we spoke about the two families, the Sharif Noor family, the Ghani Osman family. So Allah Ta'ala reward all of them. Mawlana Zameer, his parents, father passed away, mother, all of them are there. And Allah Ta'ala reward them and the opposite party, opposite meaning in-laws. So our Noor, Muhammad Ghani Osman and his family. So Allah Ta'ala reward all of them. And then I came back, I read Zohar there, and exactly 1 o'clock we left, and quarter to 2 I was here, and 2 to 4 we did Q&A with Hafiz Wadi. So excellent weekend, excellent trip, and Allah Ta'ala reward Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the whole Capital Group. These programs went live also on Markaz Sahaba. So anybody wants the podcast, you just send me a message, 071-888-1184, and we will forward it to you. Okay, the lineup now from now till the evening, 2:30 to 3, our brother Al-Amin Templeton, the political news, 3 to half past 3, the repeat of this morning's program Q&A, 3:35, 3:40, brother Amin Templeton to 5:30 will be our the economic news, 5:30 to 7, Mohana Khalid Yaqub, 7 to 7:30, the repeat of today's tafsir, and thereafter, you must remember, there 7:30 to 8, Mohan Yunus Patel, Rahimullah's advices, 8 to 10, live Q&A, Mohana Arafat and myself, inshallah, 10 to 11, Aulad Ki Tarbiyat, with Mufti Ahmed Khan Puri, Hafidhullah. So inshallah, that is our program. May all Mighty Allah accept it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.